When September of 2020 rolled around, the defending women's Division I ice hockey champs, Wisconsin, had planned to hit the ice and protect the title. But a COVID outbreak delayed the start of the season for almost 2 months. Then that vile virus descended on the UW campus and it wiped out 6 more games in December. Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's edition of Sports and Commentary. I'm Greg Stewart, and this is a program you help sponsor with your generous tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us on the all-new WWIB.com for information on the program. You can podcast it. You can listen to it right there. And you can give to help support it quickly, safely, and securely. Wisconsin has finally gotten up to speed after a weekend sweep of previous number one Minnesota in ice hockey. And so they switch places with the Gophers in the latest poll. And 5'7" senior forward Maddie Posick from the Badger women's hockey team is with me again on Sports and Commentary. So, Matt, let's talk about this time off. Season started about a month and a half late because of COVID. Give me a sense of, you know, practicing and playing with the uncertainty of the season and, you know, stop and starting, stopping and starting.
Oh, man. Well, I think it was a little bit of a bump in the road, but we persevered. I think that we got closer as a team because we practiced day in and day out. We lifted every day to become stronger. We knew that when we had the opportunity to play that we should not be taking it for granted. And I don't think that we did last year or the times before when COVID wasn't a thing. But I think, you know, it means a little bit more when you put on the red and white sweater and get out there to LeBron.
Yeah. So how are you all dealing with, you know, the COVID rules and regs?
Yeah, absolutely. We are so fortunate and blessed that we get tested, rapid antigen testing every day, so that we know that we stay safe. And then once we all receive negative COVID tests, then we can go about our day. We practice right after COVID tests, and then we usually lift. We'll have some sort of film also, but you know, once you're out of the rink, it's really your responsibility to keep your bubble small and really only go to the grocery store if you need something. Otherwise, you know, staying within your teammates or staying within your apartment is the unspoken rule right now.
Yeah. Okay, Maddie, elaborate on that. The bubble, how small has your bubble collapsed? Because, you know, you're from Stoughton, not that far away from the UW campus, your home, your family there. Talk to me about keeping that bubble relatively small.
Yeah, you know, Stoughton, when I came home, I didn't really go anywhere besides my hometown rink. And before I got there, I did my own research on the cleaning protocols, the people that I would be around if they had been tested, all that stuff, because you don't really want to skip a beat. And it's nice to be home. It's nice to be around family. But, again, I'm trying to take precautions for myself, my team, as well as for my family, making sure that they're getting tested any chance that they get, just so that we can all stay safe and we can keep playing.
Sure. Your team was roughed up significantly by the virus before Christmas. Would you lose like a third of your team down for a while because of that? What was that like to go through?
Yes, I did avoid the COVID little outbreak on our team. And it was a little bit of a difficult time. We only had 2 games under our belt, and at that point we were split with Ohio. And so it was a little bit like, oh man, like we're missing out on these opportunities. And then, you know, WCHA ended up kind of canceling a lot of the games or postponing a lot of the games just due to the health of the players. And when we found out that a bunch of our teammates got COVID, we made sure to visit with them, bring them things that they needed, and overall just, like, stay in contact with them. And then for the people that didn't have COVID, there's an opportunity to really take care of yourself mentally because it has been really draining. And I think really is the time to take a step back and understand that, you know, we are so fortunate in the spot that we're at. We are so fortunate with the facilities and the people that we have working with us. And so not taking that for granted and then wanting to be healthy for our teammates so that we don't have another outbreak like this on our team.
Mm-hmm. All right, Badgers senior forward Maddie Posick from the women's ice hockey team with me today. And now with a significantly shorter season because of all this COVID stuff, man, every game is magnified, isn't it?
Exactly. I mean, going off of that, every practice, every lift, it's all huge because you don't know when, you know, your last practice will be at LeBron. And I can't even bear to think about that right now. But, yeah, you go out there and you give it 100% every single day. Just because you don't know.
Yeah. So it changes the game plan a little bit, how you ramp up for the postseason. Share a little bit of that timeline that you're working with here.
Absolutely. You know, we have a lot of young players, and even our sophomores haven't experienced that Frozen Four or even the NCAA playoffs yet. And it's a huge time. It's a great time to be at your best performance. And I think Coach Johnson really keeps us level in that fact. Like, he knows that we played well this past weekend. He knows that we played well against Ohio State. However, we go through film so that we don't make the mistakes that we previously did. We're constantly improving, and we're constantly looking for ways that we can work better with each other or make each other better. And I think, you know, coming down to, like, these last couple weeks before playoffs, we're really focused on staying healthy. I guess just dealing with adversity in the most positive way.
Mm-hmm. All right, Maddie, time's running out on us again, but the best is yet to come. If I could ask you to return on our next Sports and Commentary, talk about your faith in Jesus, because I know you're spending some significant time in God's Word, and He's speaking to you through it, and you help lead a small group Bible study on the ice hockey team. So let's plan on getting together again with you tomorrow ahead of your trip to St. Cloud this weekend in the WCHA. Maddie Posick, appreciate you. Have a great day.
Thank you as well.